madness and magic in the rain. There's beauty in the pain. Don't lie to yourself. Harsh. There's something we might miss.
Spinning plates this morning on the show. I was just talking about air drumming a few minutes ago. Mm. And I said, if there's any drummers listening and you want to do some air drumming with me, I'm available. We've had a text. Ringo Starr here.
No way.
I was the drummer with the Beatles, spelt wrong. I will be in Wetherspoons in Grimsby on Saturday night if Chris wants some more air drum lessons.
Oh, awesome. With Ringo?
Yep. And we've also had a contender for worst joke on today's show.
Ah, here we go.
My friend is a drummer. He has two daughters named Anna 1, Anna 2.
Well done. You've just made the worst joke on today's show.
Now, I know there'll be a few people listening going, I don't get it. What's the joke?
Yeah.
Anna 1, Anna 2.
It's a lovely joke.
I believe he's got two more, Anna 3 and a 4. That's how it works.
Reading get better.
Also, an update. For no reason, Ivana's texted us to say, right, I'm done in the gym now. I have to cycle up a big hill to a dentist appointment. Thank goodness for the sunshine and you guys. So there you are. You'll be fine with your dental appointment. I've got to go back.
Oh, have you? Are you not all done now?
No, because I've got temporary crowns.
Oh, okay.
So they need to take the temporary crowns off and put on the...
permanent one.
Permanent crowns.
Oh.
But apparently it doesn't need... there's no pain involved.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to be brave.
Yeah, you'll be... you don't need to be knocked out for that one. Now, here's the thing. Hi, Dom. I just wanted to cast your mind back 16 summers ago.
Blimey.
That's a long time ago, isn't it? Pretty sure this was the UK's most watched video for a bit. When you did it. Pip, have you got the video?
Oh...
do you remember this?
I do. Your famous boring video.
Dom's boring video, which I've forgotten all about.
Yep.
Is 16 years old.
Wow. And this, we should get this going again.
This is our old house.
Lovely garden.
We don't live there anymore. It's a long time ago. What, 16 years ago?
Dominic videoed himself mowing the lawn.
Mm.
How long is the video?
It's too long. I think, isn't it about 15 minutes, something like that?
Yeah, it's about that, yeah.
Yeah.
And how many views has it had?
It had nearly a million, which for the time...
yeah.
It's huge.
Well, to say it is just a video of Dom mowing his lawn,
yeah.
That is still huge. I wonder if we can get it trending again.
Yeah.
Dom's in his combat shorts and sandals, aren't
he? Yeah, rocking me combat shorts. The only exciting thing that happens, I think, about... 12 minutes in, I have to move a climbing frame, which right. Shows you how young the kids were.
You got a greenhouse at the end of that.
We did have, yeah.
Old school.
Now, yeah. Where can people find it? Is it Dom's Boring Video?
It's called Dom's Boring Video on YouTube.
Yeah.
Let me just go on my YouTube app and just see if it comes up.
This is Andy Kane who sent this in.
Thank
morning,
you,
Andy.
I've
forgotten all about this.
Boring video.
Yeah.
Scott's message saying, I watched you mow the lawn all the way to the end thinking there would be something funny and there wasn't.
No.
Yeah. I think when we did it, we said, make sure you watch it to the very end and nothing happened.
Nothing
happened. Just switched the lawnmower off. So, spoiler alert.
It's very relaxing.
734,000 views.
Right. That's ridiculous, isn't it? Bizarre.
Almost 750,000 people have watched it.
Did you just put in Dom's boring video? And there it is.
That's it, yeah. 16 years ago.
We made a trailer for it.
We did, that's right.
That's had 100,000 views.
I remember that.
We made a really exciting trailer for Dom's boring video, one man, one lawn type thing.
So my daughter, Tilly,
in a world,
will be 16 in about 10 days' time. She wasn't born when they did this.
Really?
How crazy.
Oh, my God, there she is right there.
How bizarre.
What's on the front of your T-shirt, Dom? Can you remember?
I think it was
probably Jake's.
Yes, I think it was.
Yeah.
It was Jake's T-shirt.
We used to get a sunload of Jake's T-shirts back in the day.
I'm pretty sure. I look bored. It's a boring video and I look bored cutting the grass.
But relaxing.
Please go and watch Dom's boring video. Search YouTube for Dom's boring video.
Stephen's put you made a boring game too. Is that right? Can you remember that?
Oh, probably. Well, back in the day, I'm sure.
This is the audio, by the way. It's strangely quite relaxing.
Paul's put nice pins, Dom.
Nice pins?
Yeah, oh, really? Shapely calves.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
The calves of a lady.
I do have the calves of a lady. You're right, actually. I don't have muscly legs at all, do I?
You got very thin legs at the bottom.
Thin legs. Because I don't do any exercise.
Calves of Zola Pud.
Now, we've been sent a load of T-shirts in, unrelated to the Dom's boring video.
Thing, okay.
Which are lovely T-shirts, but I can't find the actual original letter.
Oh, God, it'll be in the package.
Yeah.
So when I looked at the package at the end of the show yesterday, there was nothing in there. So I don't know if there was ever
because it was on the top.
It.
They were called Creek. CREEK, and there was a whole little thing about what they do and stuff. And it basically they do T-shirts to match weather conditions.
Ooh, that's if you good. Like.
So rising pressure, eventually calm, is one of them. But the actual quality of the T-shirts are very, very nice. It makes more sense when I had a letter to go with it. Moderate or fair, occasionally rough at first. It's like a shipping forecast thing. Smooth, occasionally rough, becoming variable.
Oh, yeah, that's yours, Pip.
It was. No, that was mine.
Oh, I said
that.
Sorry.
That's fine.
Which is mine?
They're called Crit, that one, I think.
Which one?
That one, I think that was yours. The rising pressure one, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Rising pressure, eventually calm.
Right.
That's nice, isn't it?
Sure.
I think like they're Creek Lifestyle, they're called.
Creek Lifestyle, okay.
I'm all right.
Yeah, so they create garments to match nature and stuff like that.
You can have mine, Phoenix, if you want.
Thanks.
And once more with feeling, Phoenix.
So they're shipping forecast T-shirts.
They're sort of based on weather and nature and all that sort of stuff. And I'm pretty sure they're called Creek, aren't they, Pip?
Yeah, Creek. You're absolutely right. Well,
but thank you, Creek, for sending them in. They're very nice and very good quality.
Creek, oh, like crap.
Now... I'm going to end on a slightly poignant note.
Sorry.
But it's a very good... It's a very good
story. I don't know what poignant means, but let's hear it anyway.
Okay. So, Josh wrote to us in 2024. He said, "Can I just say, you guys have kept me alive, and I mean that I almost took my life 2 years ago, but I didn't. And I've got you guys to thank
Hold on. Hold on.
Right.
So did you say he wrote this to us in 2024?
Yes.
Oh, we read it at the time.
We read
it. It's a recap.
Oh, yeah, we haven't just
read it. I thought, I know there's a backlog of letters, Dom.
No,
but it's
sorry.
May 2025.
I didn't just explain.
Who's this from?
So this is Josh.
And Josh has written, he almost took his life 2 years ago, but he didn't.
No, he didn't.
There was no need for, if he's written this letter, yeah. Josh, there's no need for you to say that you didn't.
No, that's right.
Because you're writing as a letter.
That's true.
I'm just trying to sprinkle some slight amusement over a potential dark situation.
Exactly. So he says he has us to thank as your funny, uplifting show gave him a reason to live. That was 2024.
Mm-hmm.
We've just had another email from him.
Still alive.
Very much alive.
That's good.
Good morning, everyone.
Do you want the soundtrack to you mowing the lawn in the background? Would that be slightly offensive?
No, let's do it. It's not offensive now, because I think he's fine. Quick update on my life. Josh back again. You guys have been amazing for me to listen to. Since you read out my last email, I've got myself a cat. He's called Nico. He's 1 year old.
Just one second. Sorry.
Sorry. I'll start it up again. Have to move the climbing front.
Off you go.
He's one, so he's still a bit of a handful. Anyway, thank you very much for mentioning this. Pippa, good luck in whatever it is you do next.
Thank you.
From Josh, who is now a dustman in southeast London. And he said in the original email, he's wanted to do that job for as long as he can remember.
Oh, I wonder if it's everything he wanted it to be.
Well, the hours are good.
apart from getting up early in the morning.
But you're kind of done this sort of, you know, sort of, I guess, lunchtime-ish? I don't know. I'd imagine so. But Josh, thank you very much. This is Josh in Southeast London who sent this in.
Josh the bin man who's still alive.
Yes.
And good. And keep it that way, Josh.
Yeah.
The still alive bit rather than the bin man bit. But if he ends up being both, then great.
He also wants to say hi and thanks to his brother Dan as well.
Who?
Dan.
Huh?
Dan.
Huh?
Dan.
Huh?
Dan.
Huh?
Dan.
Huh?
Dan.
Huh?
Dan.
There you go. Okay, lovely. All right.
Josh, good news. And enjoy your cat, Nico, and top work on getting your
and well done on getting through the other, getting through it and getting to the other side.
Absolutely,
fella. Well done. It's good. And if anyone else is listening, and if you're struggling,
yeah,
see, it can be done.
It can be done.
Now you might be thinking to yourself, yeah, Chris, I don't want to be a bin man. You don't have to be a bin man. What I mean is,
whatever you want to do.
He was in a bad place, and now
he's
in a happy place.
Yeah,
I don't want to be a bin man. You don't have to be a bin man. I'm just saying. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay to not be okay.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? If I don't want to be a bin man. You don't have to be a bin man!
And I'm hoping a bald man mowing his lawn with a petrol lawnmower helped as well during that job.
Oh, you're just tackling a bush.
No, watching the video. Though. You can zone out into it, can't you?
It's addictive.
What's brilliant is the lawn looks like it needs a bit of a mow.
Yeah.
And then when you, as you watch the video, you go, you're not really taking much off there.
There's not much.
But as the video goes on, actually, you are.
And I'm getting the lines in there as
you
well.
You really? Yes.
Getting the lines in.
I can't believe you bought a petrol lawnmower.
Petrol lawnmower.
You.
I know.
Sir Titus.
No, well, we needed it. Because it's a long old lead, otherwise. Anyway, dom@radiox.co.uk. Well done, Josh. Or you can send stuff through the post to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne.
Oh.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Echo.
Radio X.
There it is.
30 Leicester Square. In London. WC2H. 7LA. Woo!
We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
And off we go. When you're a small business owner like me, every day is an adventure. It can get pretty wild out there, but I'm used to fierce competition. So I feel in my natural habitat, out here on safari.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards a dream holiday.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex business card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus, subject to status.
Thanks for a lovely evening. Would you like to come in for a coffee?
Yeah, okay. That'd be lovely.
Oh, gosh, sorry. I didn't mean. I just wanted you to see my new Wickes kitchen. It's just been installed.
At Wickes, our experts will support you every step of the way, from a free kitchen design service through to a professional installation. Plus, with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Terms and minimum spend apply.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £140 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody is watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend.
Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
It's the summer of loving long days, warm nights and all things that sizzle. Like M&S best ever Cherrywood smoked pork shoulder posh dogs, 100% British beef smashed burgers and hot and smoky Nduja king prawn skewers. Stop it, M&S. You'll have to pry me away from the barbecue with a spatula. This is not just food. This is summer loving M&S food. Subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Johnny Vaughan.
Why has everyone got it in for people who put jumpers on their shoulders?
Paul says the simple way to settle this debate is, would Liam Gallagher wear a jumper around his shoulders?
We don't know, because he always wears a jacket.
Even just for dinner.
We don't even know what his arms look like.
No. Oh, we've never seen his arms.
We've right, never seen his arms. Show us your arms. Get your arms out for the lads.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
This afternoon from 4.
With Thatcher's Haze, the perfect cider for a refreshing summer.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Nice to see you. To see you again.
Radio X.
So we found your boring video of you mowing the lawn.
Yes.
And we've also found a video of me playing drums with Kaiser Chiefs.
Yes.
Which I'll play to you in a few minutes.
Yes, good work on that.
Now, here's the thing, though. We will actually play the video on the radio, whereas I could just play a track by Kaiser Chiefs and go, that's me drumming there.
Right.
And nobody wouldn't be none the wiser.
Well, that's good, though. If they can't tell it, then you're not going out of time and stuff, are you? That's probably a good sign for your drum.
Why would I be going out of time? I don't go out of time.
Wait, there we are.
I don't go out of time. There's one video of me that looks like I've gone out of time because Alfie didn't make the video properly.
Yes, I know.
Right, me playing drums with Stereophonics. I was on Point Dom.
Yes.
It was the post-production edit that made it sound like I was out of time.
Which Alfie maintains, no.
No, well, she admitted nothing.
Oh,
no,
she admitted it.
She did.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Oh,
but she said to me it wasn't her.
She's a liar. L-I-E-R, liar.
Morning, Alfie.
Morning, Alfie.
Oh,
and that's the sound of a liar on my phone there. Anyway, I'll play the video of me playing the drums of the Kaiser Chiefs. That just sounds like Kaiser Chiefs anyway. We'll do that after the Ordinary Boys. Boys at Radio X and Boys Will Be Boys. Captain Crapbeard, he plays the drums.
He does. I've never seen him play, but apparently, by all accounts, very good drummer.
I've not seen him play. No one's seen him play. No one's heard him play. But he says he plays.
Oh, is it one of those, do you think?
Yeah. Is there any evidence of you playing the drums, Captain?
Not really any evidence, no.
Right.
Oh.
I also play the cello.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, there's just absolutely no video, no audio to make it
up. I play the harp.
You play the harp?
Yeah, really well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again, have you got any videos of that pit we could watch?
No. I think so.
No.
Well, Captain, you can rate my drumming on this track if you want.
I look forward to it.
Thank you. So, here's what we had to do. This is on the old place. So, how many years ago is this? 13 years ago.
Mm.
And we had holiday homework to do.
That's right.
And the video that got the most views won.
Yes. I think this one won.
You walked through the woods and found a man eating chicken.
That's right, yeah.
A what?
I found a man eating chicken in the woods.
Yeah, that had 67,000 views.
Really scary.
Good.
I think Dave filmed the washing machine with laundry in it.
That's right.
That got 63,000 views.
Yeah.
Mine got 80,000 views playing drums with Kaiser Chiefs. Yes. I thought I'd won. And then it turned out that Alad, do you remember him?
What did Alad do?
I think his video won with 91,000 views because he basically filled it full of loads of famous people
right.
that were in the building. And I think it ends with him and Harry Styles.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, fair dude.
You were trumped.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
But here's the video of me. Okay. So now this is filmed on a phone 13 years ago by Abby.
Right.
At the Forum in Kentish Town. And what you can hear is me on the drums and sound check for Kaiser Chiefs doing a gig. So this is me on drums.
Oh, in time.
Yeah, of course I'm in time. I don't go out of time. What do you mean, oh, now?
Well, we need to describe what's happening.
Yes.
So you're doing your
drum face.
Yeah.
Do you know who you look like in that? Do you remember your drummer from the Ting Tings?
A really cool drummer.
Is it Jules? Yeah. You've got that Ting Tings leather... You've got your shades on and a leather jacket. Here we go.
Oh! This is me. Ready?
Very. Oh!
I'm also wearing a leather jacket and a pair of sunglasses indoors.
Go on, Chris.
Come on.
And then the camera moves away from the drums and you can't hear me, listen.
You've got a very aggressive expression on your face.
Captain, are you impressed so far?
Hey, I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
Look how young Ricky looks.
It's 13 years ago, this.
Mad, isn't it?
Right, big finish, come on, here we go.
Go on then.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good, actually.
Captain.
Hey, so.
Yeah.
You're rushing a bit, let's be honest.
What do you mean?
Oh.
I'm only keeping up with the rest of the band. If it sounds rushed, it's because they were ahead.
Don't you set the pace? Does the drummer set the pace?
Well, yeah, you're meant to be in charge there, Chris. You're meant to set the tone.
Which bit do you think I was speeding ahead?
As soon as you started.
No. Oh,
oh.
Hold on, oh. That is out of order.
Is that a bit fast? Is that too fast?
No, that's perfect. What's your problem with that?
It's your right hand, it's the hi-hat. Because you're all elbows and no wrists.
Oh, listen to him.
I've been told that before.
Do you know what, Captain?
Yeah.
I'm feeling a drum off between the pair of you.
Between Chris Miles, who can't play the drums, and Captain, who we've got no evidence. Oh, don't wait for this. Come on, that's lovely.
That's lovely.
For someone who doesn't know anything about the drums, that looks like drumming.
It does look like drumming.
Now, there's nothing wrong with that there. My hi-hat's on point there, my friend. There's the drum tech.
Oh, you find your way.
The drum tech in the background is just watching me like a hawk. Yeah.
Peanut, who stood next to you, can't believe what's going on.
Can't, no. And also, Ricky messed up here. He didn't go to the middle eight.
Oh, yeah.
So this is all ad lib, you see, Captain. We had rehearsed it.
Captain.
Well, your timing there is lovely. Not
Thank
easy
you.
To find that with the end of the band.
Thank you.
Bit of filler with yeah. the, you know.
Yeah.
Bit of I don't know what drum I'm meant to hit next.
It's not flawless, that ending bit, but I get away with it.
But you get away with it. For a man who doesn't play drums, it's very impressive.
Thank you.
If I could find two drum kits and a venue, and when I say I mean James, realistically, if he could find it, would you be up for a drum off, the pair of you?
Definitely.
Chris?
Yes.
Right.
But I think to make it more interesting, why don't we get three drum kits?
Okay.
And actually put a professional drummer in there.
Okay.
Let's get Andy Burrows in.
Yes, great idea. All right.
But he's playing at the same time.
Well, he can teach us.
He can teach you a few fills.
So he goes, right, here's the intro to In the Morning.
Yes.
For example.
Let's do that. That'd be great.
And then me and Captain give it a whirl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that'd be the most fun afternoon we've ever had, wouldn't it?
Someone says it's a beat-off. It would be.
Oh, yes.
It would.
Great.
Beat off with Chris and the Captain.
Lovely.
How'd you like that, Captain?
Well, I think that's what's going to get us. I'm not going to work.
And I think I speak for all of us when you say that.
Wow. I'm a bit taken back.
We get sponsored by Kleenex.
Yeah.
Just a random company now. I just thought of that.
Andy Burrows would be up for that.
If you call it what you've just called it. Yeah. I'm not entirely sure.
Yep.
Well, a drum off or a beat off, either or.
Well, you know, two slightly different features. But Dave Grohl. Let's ask Dave Grohl if he's interested in doing it.
Yeah, will he be intimidated by your drumming skills?
If you could choose a song to drum to, what would you go for, Captain?
Mm.
Oh, any song in the world.
Axel F.
Yeah, Axel F would be good. I don't know. My Hero would be good, wouldn't it?
So you're going to go with My Hero, okay.
It's loud.
What would you do, Chris?
Huh?
What would you do?
Seven Nation Army.
Right.
Pretty much anything by the White Stripes. This is where I'm good at, Dom.
Yeah. Can I change my answer now?
You've got the job.
I think I've just won there, Captain.
I think so.
Yeah. No, fair play to you.
Yeah, we'll get this sorted, don't worry.
It's going to happen. This space for the beat drum off. With Chris and the Captain.
The Chris Miles Show.
Right, 7:57. Dominic's got the news at 8 o'clock next.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
Long, sunny days are ahead. And your next big win could be too. With massive cash prizes waiting to be won, your dream purchase may be closer than you think. But you've got to be in it to win it. Enter today at winplus.co.uk. Winplus. Great prizes. Real winners. 18 plus GB only. T's and C's apply.
Fancy the best burgers under the bun this bank holiday? Then make sure you take a trip down to Aldi first for our four-pack of specially selected British Wagyu burgers and strawberry and rhubarb lemonade, just 99p. So form a queue for the barbecue. It's going to be smoking hot, whatever the weather. Which cheapest supermarket 2024?
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, and the twins are saving the universe again. Luckily, the Things are on a British Gas fixed tariff. Plus, they get half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 and 4 p.m. See if you're one of the millions who could be saving too. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Mm.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
The Škoda SUV Showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £140 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody is watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Right, thanks for listening to the show this morning. Hope you got a nice Tuesday ahead. Oh, you're at work. Sorry about that. Don't worry, it'll be Friday before you know it. Right, let's get the news, sport and weather with Dominic. It's exactly 8 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, President Trump's insisting there is still a good chance of peace between Russia and Ukraine. He said ceasefire talks will start immediately after he had a two-hour phone call with Vladimir Putin yesterday.
I did say, it's time, you got to stop this thing. And I believe he wants to stop. I thought there was a very good chance, like a 50-50 chance, that he would say, I want to take the whole thing. But I believe he wants to stop.
It's also been suggested the Vatican could host talks between the two countries. In other news, the leaders of the UK, Canada and France have threatened sanctions against Israel if it doesn't stop its military offensive. The allies also want restrictions lifted on aid. But Israel's prime minister has rejected those calls, saying they're offering a huge prize to Hamas. Hundreds of former sub-postmasters will get compensation from the post office over a data breach. The company accidentally leaked the names of more than 500 Horizon scandal victims last June. Most will get up to £5,000. And Netflix has just agreed a deal to rescue a children's TV classic.
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
Trumpton.
It's not Trumpton.
Right.
Sesame Street has been running for more than 50 years, but it was facing an uncertain future after its previous contract was not renewed.
What?
And now Netflix have stepped in to save it.
Yes!
Good news.
Will it still be made by the Children's Television Workshop?
I hope so.
I hope so too. Does that mean we get to play some of our favourite Sesame Street songs?
Yes.
Do you remember the one about the ducky?
Yes.
That Matt Deverson hates?
Yes.
I'm going to find it now.
Sport.
Brighton managed to upset Premier League champions Liverpool by beating them 3-2 at the Amex last night. Josh Hinshelwood's 85th minute goal was enough to secure victory for them.
Coming off the bench, I wanted to come into the game and make a great impact and just work my hardest. And yeah, I think the ball come across and you know it was set up perfectly and obviously tapped it in and then yeah, there was a nervous wait until the goal was allowed, but when it was allowed it was just pure relief.
The win moves them up to eighth. By the way, how quickly does he say come off the bench?
Coming off the bench.
Manchester City know a win at home to Bournemouth tonight will keep their top five hopes in their own hands, while FA Cup winners Crystal Palace host Wolves at Selhurst Park as well. And Emma Raducanu continued her improving form with a victory in the first round in Strasbourg. She eased to a straight sets win over the world number 8, Daria Kasatkina.
Coming off the bench.
Well done, Emma.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
It's going to be dry, warm and sunny for much of the UK. A few showers developing in the north and the west later. Temperatures getting up to 23 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much indeed to the one and only Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
Now, if I say to you, Sesame Street.
Yes.
Can you remember, not characters,
okay.
Can you remember any songs or anything from Sesame Street?
Well, the one that you're talking about.
The ducky.
Yes.
Forget the ducky.
Forget the ducky.
Right, forget me and the ducky. Sesame Street.
Okay, so there's Counting with the Count.
Yeah.
That one, I can't remember what it's called, but that's a belter.
What, was there another counting one?
Go on.
The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, was that Sesame Street?
What?
12.
What?
One, two, three, four, five, six,
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Why do you remember that?
I don't know.
That's pretty timeless.
It helped me count. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Has a big finish.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's 2 minutes, 43 seconds.
Is it? I will skip that.
Seven. It's a pinball thing, and it's totally animated. It's pretty amazing.
Nine.
No. I wonder if, because this was an advert later on.
Was it? Oh dear, I'm not sure about that ending.
Big finish.
The bass line in it is awesome, then the ending's awful.
And did you notice I didn't play any of Put Down the Ducky?
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Tuesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Thank you very much indeed, Paul Turner, our fabulous American voiceover man. And I am Chris Moyles. Chris begins with a C.
Now, what starts with the letter C? Cookie starts with C.
Oh, yeah.
Let's think of other things that starts with C.
Oh, yeah, Chris.
Who cares about other things?
Oh, yeah.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
That's right.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
Great lyrics.
Very, very good. Ivan Lobello goes too.
You've got to give him that. Yeah. Cookie Monster is on fire with the lyrics.
He's not playing games there, is he? He knows what he's doing.
No, Matt Davison really didn't like Put Down the Ducky.
Really?
Yeah.
To the point where he would message you and say, do not play it.
He hates it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that, I wonder?
And it's a shame because it's a great story and it's educational. Captain, are you aware of the ducky?
I'm not aware of the ducky.
See, Ernie has a little toy duck. And, you know, Bert and Ernie.
Yeah.
And Ernie's got this little duck. He loves the duck.
Hmm.
But he doesn't put it down. Now, if he wants to learn how to play the saxophone...
Yeah.
He can't play the saxophone and have his ducky at the same time. So he needs to learn to put down the ducky if he wants to play the saxophone.
Listen up, everybody. We're going to hear from a dude who is truly cool and very fresh.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a problem that he wants to lay on us. Come on in, Ernie, my man.
Here comes Ernie with his ducky.
My man.
Excuse me, Mr. Hoots, I hate to bug a busy bird, but I want to learn the sax, and I need a helpful word. I always get a silly squeak when I play the blues.
Oh, no!
Ernie, keep you cool, I'll teach you how to blow the sax. I think I dig your problem, it's rubber and it quacks. You'll never find the skill you seek till you pay your dues.
What's he got to do?
You gotta put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky, yeah, you gotta leave the duck alone. You gotta put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky if you wanna play the saxophone.
You listening, Davo?
You didn't hear a word I said. You gotta get it through your head. Don't be a stubborn cluck. Ernie, lay aside the duck.
Oof.
I learned a thing or two from years of playing in a band. It's hard to play a saxophone with something in your hand. To be a fine musician, you're gonna have to face the facts.
What's he gotta do, Dom?
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Captain?
Put down the ducky. Gotta leave the duck alone.
That's right. You gotta put down the ducky.
If you want to play the saxophone.
There you go. That's a newsreader there.
You gotta put down the ducky.
That's Gladys Knight.
Put down the ducky.
Put
down the ducky. Yeah, you gotta leave the duck alone.
It's unbelievable cameos in this.
Well, put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down that ducky.
Put down the ducky if you want to play the saxophone.
I'd love to hear their pitching to those celebs.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait for this. Ladysmith, well, yeah, Black and
Barton. Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. You're going to leave the ducky alone. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is beautiful.
Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's gets better.
Put down the ducky.
Was I out last night?
What?
Was I out last night?
We're all out now. It's a great story, Captain, and it's something I think we could all learn something from. Put down the ducky.
You're gonna have to put it on a train.
I feel like I'm learning.
Yeah.
Gonna have to wash it down the drain.
Demo hates this.
Gonna have to lock it in a drawer.
And we've played a lot of it just to...
We're only halfway through.
We're watching the video in the studio, by the way.
There you go, look. See, I've faded it out. But now I can hear the people going, no, Chris, no. We want more cameos. Oh, OK, all right. Spanish.
I wasn't hearing people say that.
Put down the ducky, yes, you've got to leave the duck alone.
There you go, lovely.
You gotta put down the ducky.
Paul Simon!
Suelta el patico.
Spanish.
You gotta put down the ducky if you wanna play the saxophone.
Come on, Paul Simon's in it.
Come on now. Wow.
Yep.
Dom's version is put down the mucky. That's rude.
Oh, so put down the mucky.
Oh. Oh.
Put down. No.
Oh. Oh,
Matt Debson doesn't like the original, let alone the spin-off.
We've got a parody.
We do put down the mucky and we fill it full of cameos.
And Paul Simon.
This is brilliant.
Yeah.
We get everybody. Could you imagine Dave Grohl sending us a video going, put down the mucky?
And you've got to leave the muck alone.
Oh,
Captain.
Dumb.
It writes itself.
Now.
It writes itself.
You know, sometimes I wonder how we find the joke.
Oh,
yeah, it just sits in the
You know what? I need to go home and write this now. I've got to do put down
the muggy.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the muggy.
Put down the muggy.
Gotta leave that muck alone.
One more time. Put down the ducky.
Oh, is that lovely?
Morning, Devo.
Oh, lovely.
Also, for our younger listeners,
yeah,
we have breaking news on Peppa Pig.
Oh, we have great news about Peppa Pig.
Well, actually, Peppa's mummy. Actually, mummy pig.
Because you... Well, actually, why are you going to tell us about it? Well, why don't we get some of the answer?
Because I'm very good friends with Captain Emergency, who's in Peppa Pig. I'd do the voice for it. In Peppa Pig? What?
Don't be on that.
I'm friends with Captain Emergency.
I believe Captain Emergency is actually here.
No way.
Yeah, he's outside the... come on. Come on in, Captain Emergency.
Hello.
Ah, it's Captain Emergency.
Hello. Is everybody ready?
Yes, Captain Emergency. Just me. Is it just me?
Sorry.
We're not joining in.
Pick, do it one more
switch
time.
Your emails off. Pick, we're character.
Is everybody ready?
Yes, Captain Emergency.
Then let's go.
I'm Peppa Pig. This is my little brother, George. This is Mummy Pig. And this is Daddy Pig. Peppa Pig.
And now, Mummy Pig has had another little pig.
Oh! Peepa.
It's not Peepa Pig.
Oh.
Captain, any guesses on the name?
George. Is that what you want?
No, that's Peppa's
George.
Brother.
Yeah, so it's a little... They're not going to
have a baby George and then have another baby. Might as well call him George.
George the second.
Saves on the merch, doesn't it?
It does save on the merch.
So Evie is the name of Mummy Pig's new little baby pig.
Called
Evie. So you've got Peppa, George and Evie.
How does that happen, Captain Emergency?
Well...
Yeah.
I guess they...
I was about to say something terrible.
I don't know how it works in the pig world. I don't know how that works, but I imagine they just send off for it.
What, like in the back of a cereal packet?
Yeah, it's, you know, postal order to whatever address it is.
Like a catalogue.
A bit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, choose your baby pig.
And have you heard Captain Emergency from any of the other family members from the pig family?
No.
I've just written something down in a piece of paper.
You've written a terrible thing down in a piece of paper.
Is it really? It's,
yes.
I mean, it's how we got here.
You can't go...
I've written the word pig.
Yep, pig is
and
fine.
And I've put another word
yeah,
in.
No, we can't do that one. Can't do that one.
Yeah, yeah, we can all read it.
It's actually correct, though, isn't it? Actually correct.
Congratulations and anticipation for the merch.
Are they still? So they're still doing Peppa Pig?
Yes, absolutely.
Have you not contacted them and said, "Come on, isn't it about time Captain Emergency made a you know
absolutely.
An appearance?"
Reappearance.
He could have flown Mummy Pig to the hospital or something.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they could.
Or he could deliver the baby. Because obviously, in the world of Peppa Pig, they ain't doing it.
Well, but they all double up with different jobs. Like,
but there isn't a stork, is there, to deliver the baby?
So
Emergency could deliver the baby.
Absolutely, I'd be delighted. I'm sorry, Captain Emergency would be delighted.
What is Captain Emergency's?
He's a blind mole who's a helicopter pilot. What's your problem with that? Just out of interest.
And an airline pilot.
He will fly an airline.
So purely pilot based.
Yes, when they go on holiday, they're flown there by Captain Emergency.
I wrote to Peppa Pig once to check on Captain Emergency and if he was going to make a comeback.
Oh, yes. Did they reply?
Did they reply?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I'll try again.
Are you still in contact with anyone from the world of Peppa Pig?
Madame Gazelle, I'm quite friendly with. Captain Emergency is quite friendly with Madame Gazelle.
Yes.
Miss Rabbit as
okay.
well.
Yeah.
And Daddy Pig.
I kind of meant, Dom, do you right. still speak to anyone in maybe the production, the back-end world?
Oh, I see. No. No.
You know, if we can get you back on the show.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
That's what I was.
Captain Emergency took the pig family away on holiday.
He did. He absolutely...
In episode 610.
Yeah. Was it 610?
Yes.
Yes, George, you can sit next to a window too.
This is Captain Emergency speaking. Is everybody ready?
Yes, Captain Emergency!
Then let's go!
Yeah!
Do you have any more lines than that?
Don't need more.
No, why have more?
Yeah, nah, don't need more though.
He flies on holiday.
Yeah.
I'm actually...
I don't talk when I fly. That's what he says. That's why he doesn't have many
that's
lines.
That's his mantra.
Yeah, that's his mantra. He goes mute when he's airborne.
Yeah. The blind mole.
Yeah.
Yes. This is Captain Emergency speaking. Is everybody ready?
Yes, Captain Emergency!
Then let's go!
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
Beautiful thing.
Yeah. It's time he came back, though.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think so.
I've got a baby for you!
Radio X!
Shabba.
Coming up... More from Chris Moyles and the Chris Moyle Show team on the Chris Moyle Show.
Yeah, that's it.
My God, this show is good, but have you heard the podcast? Get the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X podcast right now on Global Player.
Yeah, that's it.
Plus, one of the stars from Welcome to Wrexham is hanging out on the show shortly. It's Humphrey Kerr.
All Humpty Hump.
If this is your first time listening to us, where the hell have you been?
No, hello.
But also, welcome to the one, the only, the Chris Moyle Show.
That's it.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
We've had some inside information from Josh in Leeds.
Oh, yeah.
He says he's heard that the new baby pig in Peppa Pig is a half-blind mole. Anything to tell us, Captain Emergency?
No comment.
All right, fine.
No.
Thank you.
oldest football club in Wales, the third oldest professional association football team in the world is Wrexham Association Football Club.
Yeah.
Formed in 1864, which is about 20 to 7, I believe. A joke there to do with numbers.
24 o'clock joke.
And it has just been promoted to the EFL Championship.
Yeah.
From League One. Whereas promoted before there from League Two. Whereas promoted, it's three promotions in a row.
Back to back to back. Yeah.
Which is unbelievable.
Brilliant achievement. Hell of an achievement, that.
The executive director of Wrexham AFC is Humphrey Kerr. And Humphrey will be joining us in the studio again this morning. Is he arrived yet, Pip?
He has.
Oh, great. Is he in the green room?
He is.
Oh, Borada.
Very good. Very good. Shamai.
Yep. All right. Radio X.
Yeah. That's good.
Is our name, Boyle.
Good.
There you are.
Good, well.
I don't know why I'm saying that to him. Humphrey's English.
He's English. He's not Welsh.
So we'll chat with him. If you're a Wrexham fan and you have any questions, feel free to text in. Can't guarantee Humphrey will answer them or even know the answers. No. He might do. But if you're, I know we've got a lot of Wrexham fans who listen to the show.
Yeah.
Because we talked about them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the landlord of the pub's listening.
Yes, the James O'Brien lookalike. Yeah, I always get those two mixed up.
So, it's going to be a really good chat with Humphrey.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to be into football to enjoy the chat. You don't need to be into football to enjoy the TV show
either.
You
don't. You absolutely don't. It's just fascinating.
Welcome to Wrexham is on Disney Plus, and the new series began last week, which is series number 4. So there you are.
Yeah.
It's 8:24, so we'll do that. He'll be on just after 8:30 this morning, and then we got Rob DJ's quiz, and then that's it.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Very nice.
And then we go home, and then we do what we do at home, and then we come back again, and we do the show again.
That's
how life works. Biffy Clyro! Then let's go! Let's see what I did there.
Really good, man.
Like in the up captain emergency.
Then let's go!
Well, how's your view of things today? Got young to fade away. The sinner Simba aren't aware. Our fables take us everywhere. I can't keep up with you. I can't keep up. I can't compete with history. We'll film a lie but dub our tale. History must stay inside. Look at our homes, look at our lives. In control of the morning. In control of the sea. You are creating all the bubbles at night. I'm chasing around trying to pop them all the time. Don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl. She's down by the river. In her own creepy world. There's a girl, there's a girl. And she's down by the river. It's time to consider that baby. I only once upset my kin, accused him of a moral slip. Well, he came back and claimed a change. I know his life's the same again. I can't ask him again. I should let it go. You are creating all the bubbles at night. I'm chasing around trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl.
just the single version. It's Biffy Clyro and Bubbles, but the album version, oh, yeah, lovely. Okay, I love a bit of Biffy Clyro. Mm. Pippa and I were on the side of the stage watching Biffy Clyro a few years back.
They were brilliant. I was sat on a speaker watching you introduce them.
Yep. And then we stood at the side of the stage and watched. It was me, Pippa and Judas.
Yes.
Judas is gone.
Where was that? Where
Pippa's
was that?
Going, oh, my God, I'm next.
Oh, no.
Is that the order from the Biffy
Clyro? Well, that was the three of us, wasn't
it? Oh, blimey.
We were drinking beers. Oh, it was a lovely day.
Yeah.
Watching the guitar man get their next guitar ready, because they like, swap over about 10 times.
I love Pippa's attention to detail with the word. You know, watching the guitar man.
Hey, guitar man.
Let's just do it. Like,
string us another one.
Doing bits off stage, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Guitar tech. Yeah, but guitar techs can't guitar be happy. Tech. They want to be on stage playing, don't they?
Well, they're all phenomenal guitarists as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
So they're frustrated, yeah.
Anyway, Biffy Clyro, awesome. Thanks. I'm going to take a break. I might as well go to the break now. And then we'll speak to Humphrey.
Great.
Humphrey Kerr from Wrexham is on the show in just a few minutes. We will talk to him about Wrexham football and Rob, what's his name? That's how that works.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Them's the rules.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the all-electric Škoda Elroq. Discover a mid-sized SUV ready to go.
Radio X.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only $4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app.
Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Mm.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
May deals have arrived at Very, with unmissable savings from the online store for fashion.